ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An armed rebellion in Russia quickly coming to an end this weekend after a deal between the Kremlin and the leader of the Wagner mercenary group, who vowed to march on Moscow.
The Kremlin claiming Prigozhin's change of heart was negotiated by Putin's ally, Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Then, criminal charges against Prigozhin abruptly dropped.
That's ABC's Ian Pannell. U.S. Coast Guard officials say crews continue to survey the debris field at the bottom of the ocean where the Titan submersible came to rest after imploding last week. Canadian officials have been speaking to those who were on board the Polar Prince, Titan's mothership. Authorities investigating after human remains were found in a mountainous area near Los Angeles, not far from where actor Julian Sands went missing 5 months ago. Crews in Montana examining the Yellowstone River, checking for contamination after a bridge collapse, sending several cars of a freight train carrying hazardous materials into the river. This is ABC News. Surfside, Florida, remembering the lives lost 2 years ago when a high-rise condo suddenly collapsed.
Solemn remembrances in Surfside, Florida, Friday night, marking the 98 lives lost 2 years ago when a portion of the Champlain Tower South condo building collapsed. Mike Noriega was there honoring his grandmother who died.
We lit 98 lanterns, symbolizing that we're releasing each soul into eternity.
Victims, families, and friends still mourning and calling for answers. Preliminary findings by the National Institute of Standards and Technology shows the building did not meet original safety standards, centering on the swimming deck construction, along with renovation errors. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hikers have found human remains in a Southern California mountainous area where actor Julian Sands disappeared 5 months ago. Authorities say the body was discovered near Mount Baldy and has been transported to the coroner's office for identification next week. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It rocks, let me see. Sugoi! Maxine Gradio, Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll tell you about the way.
wanted to create. I get lost in my head. I get lost in my head. A quiet child, afraid to raise my hand. I'm just wasted gold, a glimpse of what could be. Is this I'm just wasted gold? Guess we'll wait and see.
Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. So good, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. That is Kyle Magnan and the Moo Sons. What is that noise? Hang on 1 second. Press pause. Oh my God. Someone's trying to call me on Facebook, and I had a web browser open because I'm getting ready to queue up a song to play later.
I know. It's like, are those weather warnings or what is that?
That's good radio right there. That's what that is. What the heck was I saying? Okay. So anyway, that was Kyle Magnan and the Monsoons. So awesome. We're good rocker. Trust me. Anyway, on Saturday, July 29th, E-Dub, my buddy E-Dub is going to pick me up at home. Mm-hmm. And
then what?
And then...
maybe I don't want to know. Yeah.
So Saturday, July 29th, E-Dub is going to pick me up at home. My goodness gracious, that threw me for a loop. We're going to have breakfast somewhere, and then we're going to head up to the Luther Allison stage.
Ooh.
On Atwood Avenue.
Yes.
To set up for Atwood Fest.
The newly named.
Oh, Jimmy, are we going to start talking Atwood Fest?
It is time for an Atwood Fest preview, because it's really a month away, dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jimmy, the two big things that are news before we even talk about music is, number one, our new Luther Allison stage.
I love this.
And we spoke to the family, Luther Allison Jr., Bernard, and his mom, and they are humbled and happy and...
so deserving.
Deserving that we're going to name the stage, mm-hmm, after him. And he's a great namesake of Madison, and of course he passed away here in 1997 after a short battle with cancer, but he had a summer home in Madison. So he was kind of, you know, one of our great residents, and this is really goes perfectly with our Clyde Stubblefield stage.
It really does. Doesn't get better than that. Are you going to have a ribbon cutting or just a big announcement
day? I mean, I'm trying to see if Bernard and Luther and maybe his mom, if they're possibly available on that day.
That
so
would be beautiful.
We're seeing what schedules can get cleared, but okay, you know, we won't know. We're hopeful.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little nervous. I mean, I get to MC and be the host of the Luther Allison stage at Atwood, mm-hmm, Fest. Amazing.
And there is going to be some amazing artists on that stage. Now, the other news, though, is that the stages are moving.
Wait,
right?
What?
Yeah, it's kind of, we're playing a shuffleboard.
Okay, I can't wait to learn this.
Now, traditionally, everybody knew that the Clyde Stubblefield stage was in the Monty's parking lot.
Right.
But that is now going to become the Sugar Maple Bluegrass stage.
Ooh.
and the Teen Fest and the Kids
That
Rock.
So they're getting a little bit bigger area.
They're growing, right? Uh-huh. They're growing. And then we're moving the main stage, the Clyde Stubblefield stage, over to the United Way parking lot, which is going to increase the amount of people we can have, probably a few thousand people.
Oh, absolutely.
Which will make that a much larger venue now. Mm-hmm. And then the new Luther Allison stage is going to move over into the Bar Coralini parking lot there.
Okay.
So it's going to shift off of the street.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a little off street, and that's actually raised up a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's kind of a natural incline, mm-hmm, there. So it's going to be really great. And then...
I hear that's in the backstage is Herbal Aspects, right?
Yeah, Herbal Aspect is
hey, Alan Robinson, what's
hey,
happening,
Alan.
Man?
Oh, no.
Send some gummies for backstage. So there's, there's going to be some really interesting, good music that's going to be coming to the Luther Allison stage. Let's start talking about that because, you know, Jimmy, you may remember Fajo Fajo.
Yes.
They were the Brazilian polka sung in Portuguese,
yes,
right? They're going to be opening up Atwood Fest after Convergence. So Convergence is a parade throughout the neighborhood that ends right in front of that stage, Jimmy.
Oh, that's
with
perfect.
The Hanfibians. So the Hanfibians and their Brazilian craziness will kick it off there. And then at noon, we'll have Fajo Fajo. So it's going to be really like a good kind of, I think, a good dancing thing. A lot of Brazilian dancing. After that, Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter. They are going to be playing at the Luther Allison stage. So we're going to get a little Meet Me in Madison coming. After that, Butterbrick, a new band with the Falcon from El Donk and his El Donk buddies.
They were on the show not long ago.
They were on the show not long ago, and that'll be a lot of fun. And then Frank Martin Bush and the Names.
Oh,
this is all
yay.
On Saturday, by the way, July 29th. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons.
Jeez.
I think, Terry, you know about them from Appleton.
Absolutely. And we just played a couple of their songs. So good.
They're completely amazing. I just saw them at the Burr Oak. Really good show.
Oh, wow.
And then that night, Saturday night, the headliner of the Luther Allison stage is Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts.
That's going to be a good time.
Which is, you know, people may know Cheap Trick and Rick Nielsen.
Oh, yeah.
And this is his son. And Miles, he's really stepped out. And he is, Terry, tell us about his band. You know a lot about his band. You were instrumental, by the way, in getting the Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Roots.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. One of my favorites, really personal favorites. They are just really good people, but even more fascinating is watching them play together on stage. There's just something magical about them working together. The guys come from all over. Their bass guitar player, he's actually from Indiana. Their clarinet and organist, he's from Appleton. So this is one of those where Miles
Midwest roots. He
went out and looked for the right people to do this, and now they've been playing together for quite a few years. They've got a lot of albums out. Check out the music before you come see them, because you'll be so glad you did do both. Listen to the music and come and see them.
I have a feeling Saturday night is gonna rock.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Rocker, real quick, let's give the drummer some. Just go over to the Clyde's Stubblefield stage and give us the lineup for Saturday.
For Saturday, well, I was just about to give you the rest of Sunday for the Luther Allison stage.
We could do that, too. We could do that,
and
too.
We'll
now
tease.
You're making me go up and down on...
We'll tease you for the Clyde's stage.
Here's the Sunday. We'll go through real quick.
Sunday
we just had
him.
Seesaw. Seesaw opens that stage at noon.
There we go, Jimmy K.
Yeah.
Then Linda and the Zeros.
Oh,
and then Porky's Groove Machine, 3:30. And then Dub Foundation featuring Ja Boogie. Ja Boogie, the singer and bassist from Natty Nation.
I'm going to have to wear roller skates to be able to go back and forth between all the stages.
Oh, I know. But the stages are actually almost closer this year, so it'll be actually easier for people. Yeah. We'll run through the Clyde stage real quick.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. What was that third band on Sunday on the Luther Allison stage?
The Porky's Groove Machine?
Yes.
I love those guys.
I know. This lineup is already astounding.
We're running a little short of time, Rocker. Okay. So do you want to give the Sunday?
I will.
Go.
Here we go. Saturday, Moon Gypsies. This is Clyde Stubblefield.
Mm-hmm.
Moon Gypsies, the Stephen Hall Experience from Racine.
Ooh.
Steepwater Band from Chicago.
Ooh,
Primitives from Minneapolis. And, of course, VO5 right here from Madison, our own supergroup. And then Sunday, July 30th at Atwood Fest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, we're opening again with Steely Dane.
Oh, that brought the people out last year.
Kirsty Krause, she's coming in from Nashville, so she'll be playing. And then God's Outlaw from Milwaukee. They do, you know, outlaw country. It's going to be really good. Great band. They're going to have a lap steel guitar.
Oh,
it's going to be killer. And then headlining that stage, Jimmy, on Sunday night, Jane Lee Hooker from New York City.
Jane Lee Hooker played a couple years ago
on
the Madison Heritage stage.
Yes, they did.
They're right now they're touring Europe, and so they're going to be, you know, just getting back into the States, and they're going to be heading towards Wisconsin. And then, of course, there's the Sugar Maple stage. Lots of good stuff happening there.
Absolutely.
Teen Fest on Sunday, and Tony Castaneda there on Saturday. Kate Powderly and her Bluegrass Boys, Piper Road Spring Band, and then Jimmy, Kids That Rock. Of course, that's going to be in the Sugar Maple stage, right?
Slag.
They're going to be Saturday, right? Yeah,
we're new fans.
And the Blue Dyes and Sandblaster. But then on Sunday, it's going to be Kids That Rock. So it's going to be kids of musicians that we know, right? So Charlie Boy features the daughter of Old Soul Society's Derek Ramirez.
Yep.
And then, of course, Jane Hobson Band.
Oh, wow.
And that's Dan from Killdozer, his daughter. So, and then the Sugar Maple series continues with the Donna Harula Band and the Joel Patterson Trio. For that night. So
Joel Patterson.
30 bands, two stages, 2 days, Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th, plus tons of food, tons of other things happening throughout the whole event.
Oh, this is
they close
so
off
fun.
The whole block. It's going to be insane.
Three stages, mm-hmm. not two, right?
Yeah.
Three stages. 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 2 days, three stages.
For the whole
gazillion
lineup.
Bands.
Yep. For the entire band lineup, mm-hmm. all the information. Mm-hmm. Everything you need to know about Atwood Fest, you can find it right now at atwoodfest.com. We hope to see you there. It's Madison's best festival, personal opinion. I'm a little biased.
So it's always fun.
All right, I'm going to play some Jane Lee Hooker in a second, but I got a story about the next artist I'm going to play, actually, Beth Keeley Band. So Beth Keeley Band played Atwood Fest. What year was that, Rocker? 17, 18, somewhere in that area? Do you remember? Doesn't matter. It was the first year we had a porta potty in the backstage area.
Oh no!
We were able to get our own porta potty, and somewhere on the internet, there's a picture of Beth Keeley showing off the porta potty as her pre-show pick. It's wonderful. I love it.
We have to go find that.
It's out there somewhere. Beth Keeley Band, brand new music. Woo! You've got everything you need on Max Inc. Radio.
The beauty you bring. that I could see you, my friend. It's been too long, it's been hard. Oh, I really wish that I could get in my car and drive to you.
Maxxink Radio, we are local music. That's Jane Lee Hooker there. Drive, her latest release, or their latest release, I should say. You could get that song on Bandcamp along with all their other music. They're playing the Clyde's Doublefield stage. They're shutting it down on Sunday. Last band of the night on the Clyde's Doublefield stage at Atwood Fest. Cannot wait for Atwood Fest. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
Civic Media Radio Network. Get the app on your phone. Just go to civicmedia.us and you can get that. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. You can let them open the door to your future home. You can stop in their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Also, the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. Great place. Outdoor seating, homemade brew, great music, and good food, too. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com and the Ethical Trade Company. Goods for a Better World, located on Madison's East Side, or find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. Terry, let's introduce our next guest.
All right, let's do that. Oh my gosh, exciting to have Allie Krause.
Hi.
Model, DJ, actress, influencer, and now author.
Yes.
Holy cow.
My newest endeavor.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Allie, for listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I always laugh because Rocker, as he likes to say, says everybody's got some kind of backstory or background. So tell us about you for those who don't know you.
Well, I'm Allie Kay.
Get a little closer to that microphone, please.
All right. Hello.
Thank you.
And I guess I met these guys years ago. I used to promote music all around Madison.
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had a radio show, the Allie Kay Music Show on Max Inc. Radio.
With M. Shell, yeah.
With M. Shell, yeah. My little dynamic duo we were. And I've been gone for, you know, 4 or 5 years now, so... And now I'm back.
And last time you were here, we were talking about a book that you published,
yeah.
Your first book. Mm-hmm. And now you've published a second book. Tell us about the new book.
Actually, this is my fifth book.
Your
Wait,
fifth?
What?
Yes, that's right.
Out on Amazon, yeah. My first one was a trilogy, so it was like a 3-in-1. Mm. And then I published Beneath the Floorboards, which is... not poetry. It's just kind of like a creepy little story.
I like the name of it.
And, my newest one is Against the Odds of Oblivion. And this one is personal, I guess you can say. This is a little, you know, piece of my soul that I'm giving to the world. So I guess my other books were more based on, you know, fiction and, you know, like just...
yeah.
You know, whatever came into my head. But I this one is... a piece of me, and like,
is it?
It speaks to, you know, perseverance and,
oh, I love that,
you know, and love and overcoming obstacles. And
is there themselves. Any part that you can share with us? Are there a couple of like maybe
sure.
little lines that you're comfortable reading to us?
Sure.
I love when an author comes in and reads too.
I can do that.
It's my favorite
thing. I just
happen
to have it right here.
Oh, good. Okay.
Let's see. Okay. All right. I'll read you Surrendering, which is one of the poems in this book. You have knives in your pocket. You have a severe lack of soul from too much false love and shiny letdowns. I love you. Love sometimes can equal pain. Maybe I should cut the cord before it's too late. So this is kind of a plunge into a world of, you know, like heartbreak and then overcoming that heartbreak. And then it kind of gets into, you know, more of just the empowerment and, you know, finding my femininity and finding my womanhood in some of these moments. So, yeah, it's, there's a lot. This one is, like I said, it's personal.
Yeah,
and it's called Against the Odds of Oblivion. You have a book signing coming up in Mount Horeb. This is the second time we're talking about Mount Horeb tonight.
Yeah, I do.
Hot
and
spot.
This is my first book signing that I've done.
Oh, good.
And that is being done at Silk and Steel Clothing Boutique. And my stepsister, Jessica Week, owns the place. So we're collaborating a little bit on that. It's August 5th from 1 until 3 p.m. And yeah, another cool thing about this book is this is the first time that I collaborated with an artist. So my cover work, her name is Luca Angelo, and she's out of Iowa, and she is an amazing tattoo artist and artist in general, but really cute as a button and really, really talented. So I always like, you know, raising more people up in my processes as well. So.
Who out there should get your book? Like, if you're looking for that one person,
everybody,
you know, or the one demographic, well, obviously everybody, that mm-hmm. one per demographic that you feel the book would benefit.
I feel like I kind of blanketed, you know, over. I think anybody can relate to it. I mean, it's not mm-hmm. all love and sad and that. Like, I have a few poems that are just, you know, general existence questions and, you know, like. Yeah, there's a lot. There's something for everybody in here.
How long did you write for this? Or are these projects you've been writing for a really long time, time and you finally thought, I can put this together in a nice package?
Well, I've been writing. That's kind of been my thing all my life. Like, my very first published piece was in fifth grade. So, and I still have a book.
Okay, that tells a story. Yeah.
Some weird little poem about spring, but it was cute. But yeah, it's always been in my tool belt of, you know, or things I love to do. But now I'm kind of just opening that up. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about this book, and you can tell, like, I'm nervous when I'm talking about it, because I'm like,
Well, like you said, it's personal.
This is some deep, dark looks into me, and some really light looks into me, too. But I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of this one.
You definitely should be, Ellie. Ellie Krause here with us on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Brand new book out. And beside writing, you're involved with music. Like Terry said, you also model.
Yep.
Where can people see you out and about beside the book signing in Mount Horeb?
Well, these days, you can find me at the Old Baraboo Inn in Baraboo, Wisconsin, quite often. I bartend there and am part of the little paranormal community of family there. So that's one place you can come out and see. Otherwise, I am back in town, you guys, so I'll be bouncing around and posting on Facebook, and I usually try to keep everybody updated that way.
That's awesome. Where can we get your book? You know, if somebody can't make it to your book signing,
sure,
where else can we find it?
Well, it's on Amazon.com. You can also get the Kindle version. So
excellent.
That's where you can find
awesome. Ellie, it's great to see you.
Yes, yeah, thank you so much.
Welcome back to Madison. And,
it's so good to see you guys.
Congratulations on the book.
It's good to be home.
Awesome. Oh, good. It's always good to come home. Hey, Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up really shortly here. Gaines and Wagner, stick around for that.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Claw. My mind goes back to when we were young. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Together, let's rendezvous. share the sacrament and take you to heaven. I wanna get your eye, yeah. Become lost in a good conversation.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new People Brothers Band there, hot off the press. I love that new album. Definitely just check that out. Ja Boogie before that with the Dove Foundation, their brand new stuff called Rendezvous. They're playing Atwood Fest July 29th and 30th. Get all the information about Atwood Fest at atwoodfest.com. How you doing? I hope you're all having a great Saturday night. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr. We got Live in the Devil's Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. Gaines and Wagner, they're fine-tuning the sound right now. We're going to get them on the air just after 9 o'clock, live at the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could also get the Civic Media app. If you want to call and ask our guests tonight questions about their songs, where they're playing, we'll ask questions too, but you can participate. You can also throw us a text if you'd like to, right in the brand new Civic Media app. Just click the text button. Tell us what's on your mind. It's that simple. Maxine Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight too, and I have a confession to make. I didn't do a new Maxine Kevy tonight. It's going to be a replay from last week, but don't worry. I'll have a brand new Maxine Kevy for you next week, and it's going to be a punk rock edition. Punk rock edition of Maxine Kevy. That's coming up next week. Stick around for that. All right, let's do some rock and roll right now from Alternative Radio. And Get Back Woman. This is Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is
the law firm of Gingras Thompson and Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks, 855-954-1186.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remmel.